You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 4, Confidence, Taking on the Researcher's Mantle. My name is Dirte Weig. This exploration is a bit like imaginary time travel, in which you lean back into the past and forward into the future, to support you in finding a confidence dance as a researcher in the present. This exploration will not require a lot of movement, so you might prefer to sit, especially in the beginning. If you do, try to sit up actively and straight, without leaning back or slouching into a chair. In that case, slightly adapt the instructions so you can do them while remaining seated. At some point, you will be invited to stand up if appropriate. Please switch off your mobile phone and make sure you are in a space where you can work undisturbed for the duration of this recording. Even though this exploration will require a little movement, take some time to prepare yourself and the space. Become aware of your body as a bridge between the ground and the sky. Feel your breath and wake up your senses. Gently roll your shoulders, rotate your joints, and wake up your spine. Are there any tight or sore places in your body? Imagine breathing into those to give them a little more space. Take some time to do what your body needs to become present, alert, and active. This is like tuning your instrument before you start to play. Exploration. Take a moment to realize where you are, literally and figuratively. You are in your own familiar body, standing on your own two feet, or sitting on your own bottom. Take a few deep breaths. Become aware of your spine. Lean back into your spine, the anatomical structure that keeps you upright and coordinates between your upper and lower body. From that place of restful spinal support, observe the space you are in with soft eyes. Whether the space around you is familiar or not, try to see it as if for the first time. Think back to the moment you decided to use ethnography as a method. Lean back for a moment, putting your weight on your heels. Feel yourself resting into everything that you have already learned about this method. Try to find a bodily shape or a repeating gesture that expresses your knowledge, skill, and ability. Realize that you are not going into the field entirely blanco. Whatever your level of studies, you will have attended seminars, read papers, and of course thought deeply about your methodology, your methods, and in what theoretical framework your work develops. These are all part of your support structure, like your spine is for your body. Come back to the center, breathe in and out a few times. Now lean forward a little, balancing on the balls of your feet, without lifting your heels off the floor. Imagine you are fast-forwarding time a bit to the moment you will be entering the field. What feelings arise? Allow yourself to feel what you feel without judging it. It might be excitement, trepidation, fear, joy, anxiety, not good enough, confident, you'll have a great time, eagerness, or even several of those all at once. Find a bodily shape or a repeating gesture to express this feeling or this mix of feelings. Don't think about it. Just let your body find a shape or gesture. Come back to your center. Your weight is equally placed on your feet or on your sitting bones. You are neither leaning backward nor leaning forward. You are right in the middle, connected to this present moment where you are now. You recognize the road behind you and the road ahead of you. Feel your spine from the base of your skull down to your sacrum. Feel how your spine rests in the bowl of your hips. Take a few deep breaths again. This sensing stance, with your feet hip-width apart, is the position of your well-balanced and confident self. From here, you can encounter the unknown with trust and confidence, feeling connected to your own bases and your own background. If you were seated until now, this would be a great time to stand up if you can. In this place of confident presence, you visualize the best outcome of your research. See yourself in the field and on your return. You notice your capacity of observing difficulty and how it manifests in the body, with confidence that you will be able to meet any challenges. Find a shape or a repeating gesture that expresses this confidence and skill. Take a step forward into the space where this is already so. See it, feel it, name it. Move this shape or gesture and your gratitude for the confidence it represents so that the memory of it becomes instilled in your body, your muscles, your tissues, your bones. The more attention you give this, moving that shape that represents your confidence, the easier it is for your body to remember. If you are currently giving it 40%, try to double that. If you are giving it 70%, add a bit more. You master the volume control for the shape. Try to find a volume that feels real and manageable. It might be a bit of a stretch if you are not usually feeling very self-confident. That's fine. Just take one step at a time. Imagine the mantle of your confidence in yourself as a researcher settle around your shoulders and even in every cell of your body whilst you do this. Now design a small practice that you can do unobtrusively to remind yourself of this sensation. One that you can do whenever or wherever you are. Something that re-enlivens the sense of confidence. It can be a smaller version of the movement you just did, or you can take 3 conscious breaths, or snap your fingers once, or make a small, almost invisible movement with your hands, or find a word that will help you remember. Choose something that brings the strongest awareness or memory of this practice for you. As you have taken a step forward into the future of your fieldwork, now take a step back into the present moment of here and now. Bring that small practice with you. Make it your tool. You can return to this anytime, leaning back, leaning forward, finding your center, and remembering the gesture and the smaller distillation that represents your confident self. Completion. When the recording comes to an end, write down or draw what stood out for you during this exploration. Especially your gesture or gestures and the practice that helps you remember your confident stance, just in case your mind plays a trick on you and forgets. Let your writing be a continuation of your embodied inquiry. Feel your hand move across the paper or the keyboard. Breathe consciously. You can also choose or make an armband or other piece of jewelry that, whenever you see it, will remind you of your self-confidence. These are all body practices. We wish you an amazing, unforgettable time in the field, which you can face with buoyant confidence. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 4, Confidence, Taking on the Researcher's Mantle. Remember your body.